Chapter 10. Sansla Libor stood with his black wings spread and his knuckles on the ground. He was a towering figure, the breadth of two men, and the muscles of a savage beast rippled under his fur. He beat his chest with one mighty fist and bared his fangs.
"Get behind us!"
Brenwar said to Sasha and Bezok. He brought his warhammer to the ready. I went for Fang. Sansla's wings collapsed behind his back and his arms spread wide. His eyes grazed over all of us and rested on Shum's body. He barked and shuffled back and forth.
"You think he wants Shum?"
Sasha said.
"Well, he ain't getting him,"
Brenwar said, storming forward.
"Get out of here, you ape! I'll put a dent in your head as big as that crater! Do you think I forgot what you did to me?"
My blood charged. I remembered the last scrape I'd been in with the ape. I could barely handle him then, but now, with my two dragon arms, his timing couldn't have been better. I limped after Brenwar. I couldn't hide my limp, and I didn't care. "Let's do this for Shum," I said. We flanked the ape. Brenwar was left, and I was right. The ape didn't glance at either of us, but headed towards the others. Brenwar charged.
"No, you don't!"
I followed suit. Sansla sprang over the top of Brenwar and swatted him in the back. Brenwar's boots flew over his head, like a child had flung a doll.
"Now you've done it,"
I said. I brought Fang down. Sansla snatched my wrist and twisted.
"Oh!"
Fang fell from my fingers. I punched Sansla in the face, then the gut. The winged ape winced and slammed me into the ground. It was bigger and stronger, just as fast. It twisted me around and stuffed my face in the grass, putting its full weight upon me.
I don't remember it being so big or powerful.
Its body shook, and it let out a howl.
"Get off him, you hairy beast!"
Brenwar yelled. It pounced off my back and onto Brenwar. The dwarf disappeared under its girth, only to reappear, hanging in Sansla's grip by its beard. Sansla slung Brenwar right at me. I caught Brenwar in my chest and we tumbled head over heels before we pushed off one another.
"Not a word about this,"
Brenwar said.
"I think I've had enough of this myself,"
I said, rising to my feet. I stuck Fang in the ground and clicked my claws. I narrowed my eyes at Sansla.
"I'm gonna rip your wings off!"
Brenwar was already moving. I passed him in a blink. Sansla met me halfway and we tore into one another.
I pounded into his ribs. He sucked me in the belly and slung me to the ground.
I jumped up and busted him in the face, the chin, the belly. His hairy arms flailed me with savage fury. I got my fingers around his neck. He wrapped his big paws around mine. I squeezed with all my might, feeling my eyes bulge from my head.
"You've met your match, Sansla,"
I managed to say. Sansla dropped a knee into my chest, kicked me off him, and grabbed his bleeding neck. I grabbed mine and rose to my feet again. Brenwar stepped in between.
"You've met double your match, beast!"
Sansla Libor held out his oversized palm and said,
"Stop!"
I froze. Brenwar huffed and looked back at me.
"Did it speak?"
I nodded, cocked my head, chest heaving, and cupped my ear.
"Say again? Stop!"
Sansla said.
"I can speak, but not for long. The curse will take over."
Sansla Libor kneeled alongside Shum's body with a sad look in his eyes. It was the first time I got a close look at him. His eyes, a rich brown, were flecked with blue and distinctly elven. There was a sleekness to his face, and his expressions were elven. There was even a notable point to his ears, and his husky and powerful body moved with an agile quality about it. He leaned over Shum, brushed his face with his paw, and closed his eyes. The savage beast turned inside out. He opened his eyes and studied the four of us. I couldn't tell if he was angry or not, but something bothered him.
"How did you know?"
I said.
"I'm the king."
His voice was throaty, but still elven.
"I know of such things."
He shook his head.
"Who is responsible for this?"
"I am," I said. Sansla rose to his full height. His face twitched and he squinted his eyes. His paws clutched into fists. He shook it off and sighed.
No, it was not you that killed him. Who was it?"
I explained. When it was over, he said,
"I see."
He scratched his chin.
"Times are dangerous. Beware. Anything can happen."
He pointed at me.
"Especially to you. Your curse can mislead you. It gives you power, but takes control."
My breath left me. Coldness filled my belly. Sansla twitched again, his face contorted and turned. "Mean and ugly." He gasped. Brenmar's knuckles were white on his warhammer. My hand fell to my hilt.
"I've not much time,"
Sansla said, forcing the words out.
"I must take him."
"Hold on, Sansla," I said. "Where did you have in mind?"
"Home,"
he said. His voice thickened.
"Come with us,"
Sasha blurted out.
"The ocular of Ore can heal you, the elves say. That's what Shum was here for. He was trying to find you. He wanted to help you."
Sansla shook his great head. Pain filled his eyes.
"Do they have the ocular?"
Bezog and I met eyes for a moment. Brenmar's brows buckled as he looked at me.
"Why, you liar!"
He stormed away. I hadn't told Brenmar that the elves had the ocular of Ore because I simply didn't think we'd find Sansla so quickly. Plus, I didn't want him to know that it had failed on me. But I had lied to my best friend, and that was as bad as it got. I'd have to try and settle up with Brenmar later.
"Did you try the ocular?"
Sansla said to me.
"It failed," I said. "But I might not be cursed. This might just be me."
I showed my arms.
"I am a dragon, after all. You're an elf. You're not supposed to be a monster."
"Nath,"
Sasha said, eyeing me.
"He's not a monster."
"Sorry,"
I said,
"but I'm not cursed, and he is. Sansla, you need to come with us and take your chances with the ocular. I'm certain it will heal you."
He stepped forward and looked down on my snorting face.
"We are cursed, Nath. Evil grows within the two of us. I can sense it in you. I could smell the blood on your hands from miles away. Death and decay surround you now. A cloak you cannot shed."
His thick neck twitched and strained.
"You should mind your friends better."
I balled up my fist.
"I'm not cursed. I'm a dragon."
"I cannot stop what is happening to me,"
Sansla said.
"But you can."
He turned his back on me and picked up Shum.
"The Elam elves would kill me,"
he said.
"They won't trust me. I must control the darkness that consumes me. There are other ways. Shum's death awakened the good within me. But the curse takes hold again."
"Let us try," I said.
Sansla placed Shum on his horse.
"Secure him."
He rubbed the Roamer stallion between the eyes.
He knows where to go.
But,
I said. Sansla stepped back and spread his wings.
We'll meet again, Nathdragon,
he said.
Next time, I might have to kill you, or you kill me.
Sansla jumped into the air, batted his wings, and soared to the sun, and out of sight.